We continued to teach the religious school ourselves as parents. We would all take turns teaching educational blocks. I remember one year Mimi Epstein and I taught some of the older kids about Jewish ritual related to death and mourning. Hmm. And we took them to the cemeteries and you know, we thought to ourselves, nobody ever taught us how to mourn. We should teach the kids how to mourn. They don't know about death. Everybody's going to die, their parents, you know. And so that was kind of innovative, I thought, at the time. Mm-hmm. Lou Jaffe and I, I had learned from my father that historically most Jewish congregations formed after they had a cemetery, that the first thing that happened was that the community would create a Jewish cemetery and that would be the building block from which congregations developed. Well, at the time, getting buried as a Jew in Portland was very expensive because the big congregations had a monopoly on Jewish burial lots. So Lou Jaffe and I I don't know whether we appointed ourselves or whether we got appointed, but the two of us went around shopping to find a place to have a Jewish cemetery. We negotiated a very favorable contract with the Multnomah County in one of the pioneer cemeteries in town, and we planted a hedge around our section, and we had a Jewish cemetery that was open to the public. Anybody could be buried there who was Jewish, and anybody's non-Jewish spouse could be buried with their Jewish spouse in our cemetery, and we charged a fraction of what the big synagogues charge because, again, the idea was we were performing a community service. We weren't just taking care of ourselves. We were trying to take care of everybody that needed help who was Jewish. God, I forgot the question you asked.
Well, I'm just going to ask you, how far into Havara did the cemetery happen?
It was early.
Pretty early, maybe a couple years into?
Yeah, it was 80, 81, something like that. And because, you know, we had some deaths early on, unfortunately. Ben Green passed away. He was the first congregational member to pass away. And Ken Eisenstein, of course, was early in our history. And it just seemed like we needed a place to take care of our own families because we didn't want to put our own families through the gauntlet of trying to buy a lot at one of the big congregational synagogues and all that. We wanted our own place.
So how's that worked out, would you say?
I would say it's worked out as we had hoped it would. It's we've continued to buy lots, burial lots from the county adjoining. Our original contract had options on other pieces of other parcels of land, and we've exercised all of those options, and we've buried a lot of our members and our families there. I have four family members buried there. So, I mean, it's served its purpose. It's a Jewish cemetery. It's a Jewish place. And we take care of it ourselves. We, you know, go up there once or twice a year and clean it up, and we adopted a rule that there couldn't be big stones. Everybody was going to be the same. Just like, well, you know, you go to some of these old Jewish cemeteries, there's huge monuments that people build. Mm-hmm. You know, huge stones and things. We said, no, things have to be modest. Which is in keeping with kind of the original concepts, I think.